Welcome everyone to Commissioner's Court today. Hope you're all enjoying this wonderful weather that we're having outside. As we begin today, is there someone who would come forward and volunteer and say our invocation today? Is there someone who would do that for us? Yes. Come on up. Would you come to the microphone? Captain, that'd be great. Let's all stand together. Would you also lead us in the pledges?
Morning, everyone. Let us bow. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to be here together as we meet to take care of the business of the county. Father, we ask for your blessings and we ask for your security and the knowledge that it takes for us to move forward each and every day. Father, we ask that all the elected officials and the people making decisions, that you give them the wisdom and the knowledge to make those decisions for the good of the people in the county, Father. Father, we ask that you protect our first responders, you protect our men and women in the armed services who are serving domestically and abroad, Father. Father, we ask all of these in your great name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Our pledges?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you, and you may be seated. Let the record reflect today that all are present. Do I have a motion to approve the Commissioner's Court agenda?
I move.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. At this time, we take a few minutes to allow our citizens to come forward if they have an item on the agenda that they would like to address or talk about. Here are some of the things that we require, that when you come to the front, that you would state your name for the record. Just come to the microphone. Speak into the microphone very clearly. Notice that you have 3 minutes to speak. Tell us which item you're talking about, either on the consent or the open agenda. For those who want to make general comments, we have a time at the end for that. Also, if you have something you want to give to us up here at the bench, if you would ask permission before you would give it. Is there anyone here who would like to come forward and make any comments today? All right. Thank you. Let's go ahead and move forward. Proclamations, resolutions, and presentations. First one, consider and approve proclaiming April 9th through 15th Montgomery County Telecommunicators Week. Sheriff?
Well, got one or two of them up here.
Thank you, Judge. Under 8A, we ask that you consider the proclamation, if you would indulge me. Whereas thousands of dedicated public safety telecommunicator personnel daily serve the nation by answering the 911 calls for police, fire, emergency medical service, and dispatching the appropriate assistance as quickly as possible. And whereas the critical function performed by professional public safety telecommunicator personnel also includes those related to other governmental agencies providing public safety telecommunication services. And whereas professional public safety telecommunicator personnel work to enhance the emergency response capabilities of these communication systems through their leadership and participation in training programs and other activities. And whereas the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office employs 66 telecommunicators that work multiple shifts, including weekends, nights, holidays, and overtime, making emergency services available to all citizens of Montgomery County. And whereas the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office dispatch personnel provided emergency response for the Sheriff's Office and 28 other police agencies within Montgomery County by processing over 484,200 telephone calls, 206,700 which were 911. In 2022, in 1 year. And whereas the ladies and gentlemen that work as dispatchers deeply care for their community and their welfare of the police officers that they serve. And whereas the second week of April has been designated by the American Association of Public Safety Communications Officers and the National Emergency Number Association to recognize public safety telecommunicators personnel for their crucial role in protecting life and property. Now, therefore, be it claimed that the Commissioner's Court of Montgomery County, Texas, does hereby proclaim that the week of April 9th through 15th, 2023, is hereby declared Montgomery County Telecommunicators Week.
Move.
Thank you, Sheriff. We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
And thank you to the men and women of communications. They are our angel wings, they keep us all safe, so thank you so much.
The numbers are phenomenal. I'm just staggering. Thank you all so much for what you do. Appreciate it. All right, proclamation declaring April 23rd. Excuse me, I'm sorry, Sheriff.
Thank you.
All right, proclamation now, item number 8B, declaring April 23rd as Child Abuse Prevention Month in Montgomery County, Texas. Ladies?
Whereas children are the embodiment of dreams and aspirations for the future and as such deserve to grow and develop in nurturing environments free from fear and victimization. And whereas our society has a responsibility to protect our children and to help them thrive in a safe environment, as every child is entitled to be loved, cared for, feel secure, and be free from verbal, sexual, emotional abuse and neglect. And whereas when a family is in crisis, it becomes involved in the child welfare system, a judge may appoint a committed volunteer to advocate for the child. The volunteer is called a court-appointed special advocate, or CASA. Whereas CASA Child Advocates of Montgomery County is in its 31st year of service in providing quality court-appointed volunteer advocacy so that every abused, neglected child can thrive in a safe, nurturing, and permanent environment. Whereas Marilyn McQueenie, first an advocate, then a case supervisor, now program director at CASA Child Advocates of Montgomery County, is retiring after 14 years of service, where her dedication, commitment, and compassion have touched the lives of more than 17,000 children. I now, therefore, declare April 2023 CASA and April Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all so much. Thank you all for what you do. Let's have everybody come up here and get a picture with anybody.
Up here,
yeah, might as well just come on right up here. So I'll stand up here. That's great. Awesome. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations. That's wonderful. All right, let's move forward on our agenda. Do we have a motion to consider and approve Commissioner Court's minutes from regular session dated March
28th,
2023?
Move.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Now, as we approach our consent agenda, are there any modifications that we need to make to our consent agenda?
Judge, we're not going to have consent on the consent agenda today. So we're going to go line by line, page by page, starting with 10A1.
Okay. So we're going to go through every, so what you're saying, Commissioner, is we're going to go through every single item.
That's correct.
Amy, is that up for a vote, or should we do that?
So everything is on consent, so it would be everybody's on consent. So if we don't have 100% consent, that's what
I'm sorry?
Any commissioner can pull from consent. He's effectively pulling all the items.
Okay, so we'll pull everything off of consent and put it on open. Yep.
That way, maybe in the future, when we won't have things on consent that shouldn't be there.
That's absolutely right. That may be a good plan to move forward and just not ever have consent again. We'll do it just like Harris County. What do you all think about that?
If we have to do it, we have to do it.
Well, we'll see.
I'll make a comment later.
All right, then let's move forward. Auditor, come forward. We're going to vote on every item on the consent.
Judge, Commissioners, good morning. Item 10A, consider and accept completed audits.
All right, we have a motion. to approve.
The whole auditors, all three lines, or just?
Yep.
Nope.
We're going to go through each one. Isn't that what you said? A1.
A1.
We have a motion.
Move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item All right, 10, number two.
Item 10A, to consider accept the report that complies with the local government code 114.024.
All right, we have a motion to approve.
Wait, if we're going to do this, what is that government code section, blah, 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 what is that?
Yes, sir, so that is the report of expenditures and revenues for fiscal 2023.
Okay.
It pretty much, it's an extract out of the system that details all the expenses and the revenues that hit the books, different funds, okay, functions, and departments for fiscal 2023.
Anything outstanding on there?
No. As expected.
All right. You have a motion? Commissioner, did you just move?
Yes, I
second. Move. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right.
Item 10A3, consider and accept the request by Justice of the Peace Precinct 4 to use an amount not to exceed $4,000 out of the JP Tech Fund, which is a special revenue fund for mobile services and VPN renewals.
Move. Have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Budget Office. Amanda?
Good morning. B1, memorialize previous Commissioners Court actions taken on changes to the fiscal year 2023 budget for various departments and funds. This is related to court action that you guys have already taken. I can go through the details if you'd like me to.
Amanda, what's the largest item on there?
Going to be the memorialization of the county clerk's agenda item from last commissioner's court.
All right, I move.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Item number two.
This is consider and approve unauthorized transfers and adjustments for the fiscal year 23 budget according to budget policy. These are departments that are moving monies between supplies and services or to moving to a different department such as IT, building maintenance, or, you know, to their individual department. Sheriff has to move. We use this for the sheriff section mostly because he's transferring money between departments.
All right.
Move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Guys, I need to hear you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Thank you.
B3, consider approving authorized transfers, adjustments, and amendments for special revenue departments and general fund departments for fiscal year 2023. This is the one that I did give you updated backup for collection services, yeah, for our JP's offices. These are special revenue fund amendments and general fund amendments, meaning that this is not taken as part of the budget process. This is above and beyond the regular budget process. And I believe the biggest one is going to be that updated one that I just gave you guys.
Move. Thank you.
We have a motion to approve.
I moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Continue.
And the last one's consider approve and authorize transfers, adjustments, and amendments for grant departments for fiscal year 2023. These are either we're setting up the grant in the system that has already gone through Commissioner's Court via normally Rebecca's agenda items and grants into community development, or it's moving just small monies between specific different accounts in the grant.
All right, we have a motion to approve. Move. I'll make that motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Understand that if we don't hear you, it's an approval. Correct? Thank you. All right, Treasurer.
Consider and accept a donation of $3,860 to the Animal Shelter from Bizzle Pet Foundation to be deposited in Project DN001 Animal Shelter Donation. This is just a donation.
Yeah.
We have these run through, and then we'll recognize a budget amendment afterwards.
All right. Thank you. We have a motion?
Move.
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Purchasing.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The first item is to approve advertising for dark fiber for IT.
Can you explain what the dark fiber is?
Yes, sir. It's a redundant fiber installation at about four locations throughout the county. IT's requested this advertisement, and Bobby can probably explain better what it all consists of.
Good morning, Court. Dark fiber is fiber that is not rented from a internet service provider, so to speak. They put it in the ground, we plug it directly into our equipment, and we don't have to go through anybody else to get services. This specifically is for redundant legs to buildings so that if we have a cut in the primary circuit, we don't lose the ability to do business and have phone calls and whatnot. So it's to improve service to the constituents.
But what is this going to cost the county?
It's going to depend on the advertisement, what we get back from the people who respond to the RFP.
Well, so you still have to bring it to us for approval.
Right. Yeah, this is just to advertise, saying, "Hey, we need other vendors is our problem. We have one main vendor that we use for this, and we already have service from there. We need service from somebody else, so that if the service on the main leg gets cut, the second leg is in the air instead of in the ground, or it's in the ground instead of in the air. It's for redundant legs, and we don't know what it's going to cost until we get the responses.
Well, it's certainly needed as fast as the county's growing, and with the number of providers putting utilities in the ground every day, they're cutting something. So
yes, they are.
We got to make sure that 911 and our critical functions are continuously operating.
Yes, sir. Any other questions? Thank you, Court.
All right. Thank you. Do we have a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right.
Item two. Yes, sir. Item two is consider and approve participation agreement with J.P. Morgan Chase Bank for an alternate procurement card program through an interlocal agreement with the City of Fort Worth. What we're looking at here is we currently use Citibank, and we need to have another credit card or procurement card company. And we know that, and J.P. Morgan Chase, we've had history with them in the past. I have, budget office has. So we're going to look at this and roll this out as an alternate to our Citibank card.
Great. Move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Number three.
Consider and approve the award of RFP Project 23-01. Application for Clearinghouse Bank and Participation Bank or Participating Bank to Woodforest National Bank for the Treasurer and Amogee Bank for the Tax Office, and the contracts are to follow. We'll bring those contracts back to court on the next court meeting.
On open.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right. We have a motion to approve.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Risk management.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. Consider and approve changes, additions, and releases on surety bonds.
Give us just a quick overview of what you got going here.
For the bonds for this week, we have 21 of them. They're all constable. Want to say 18 of them are recertifications, and we have 3 new bonds.
I move. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Commissioners, Precinct 1.
Commissioner, do you want me to read this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Consider and approve the amendment to the interlocal agreement with Willis ISD under the agreement dated November 10, 2003. Further authorize the Budget Office and County Auditor to take all appropriate action to effectuate same. This is an amendment to replace the provider of law enforcement services for Willis ISD, previously it was Constable 1 Precinct Cash, with the Sheriff's Office. All personnel functions and funding previously allocated to the Constable Precinct 1 will now be transferred to the Sheriff's Office. There are no other changes to the contract. This is at the request of Willis ISD.
Yeah, and there's no cost to the county at this. Right. It's the school district's funding the whole thing. So,
will the deputies and everyone retain the current rank that they have with the constable's offices with the Sheriff's Department?
Sheriff is shaking his head yes.
I'm pretty sure it's just a lateral. It's a lateral move.
Because I know in the past, sometimes that hasn't happened. I, for example, moved a lieutenant from a constable's office to the sheriff's office, and they lost their stripes. So I just didn't know if there was an exception being made here or what the general rule of thumb was or how this came to be. Maybe Willis is requesting it, and it's not.
Yeah, I think Willis ISD, it's at their request, and I think the sheriff has agreed to take on the employees at their current ranks.
It's true. Yeah, it's a lateral transfer. So everyone will maintain the same rank.
What you pointed out, we talked about that in advance, though. It's not like your person got over there and then everything changed.
No, but they thought about it once they saw this. It was brought to my attention again, believe me. Do you know if, well, first of all, thank you for being willing to step in and take care of Willis ISD. I know no one will do a better job.
Well, thank you for that vote of confidence. I appreciate that.
Taking care of them. And I'll move on this item.
I'll second.
The motion is second. Is there any discussion? I'm just curious. What happened?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I'm not saying one way or another. I'm just wondering what happened.
Well, Willis approached, Willis was looking for a change of leadership, so they wanted
which
to
they keep, can.
Which they can. I mean, they fully fund the whole thing. Yeah. It's a, probably a 30-year-old contract, and they decided that they wanted a change of leadership, so they wanted to move current personnel, though. So that was their stipulation, is they weren't unhappy with the personnel at the school district. They wanted to protect them. So they wanted, they considered Precinct 2, they considered the sheriff's office, and so the superintendent and I spoke, and I agreed to take over the contract, and they voted unanimously at the Willis School Board. We have already done backgrounds, vetting the personnel. They're all suitable for hire, so all 10 personnel are already vetted for TCOL standards. And so once we, Constable Cash and the budget office and I come up with a date to make the transition, it'll be, personnel, vehicles, budget.
Get it, all of it, the vehicles, equipment, everything.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Thank you, Sheriff. Good. All right. We have a motion. Is there any more discussion?
Good
we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. All right. Commissioners, County Engineer, Precinct 1.
Consider and approve the acceptance of the roads in Lakeside Vista Circle, Phase 1, dedication and reserves into the one-year maintenance program.
Have a motion to approve.
I'll make that motion.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. B.
Consider and approve the acceptance of the roads in Chambers Creek Drive dedication plat into the one-year maintenance period.
Have a motion to approve.
I'll move on that.
Move on that. Is there a second?
Second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Consider and approve the acceptance of the roads in Chambers Creek Section 3 into the one-year maintenance program. I'll move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Am I the only one saying aye?
Aye.
There you go.
We have the rules. If you don't talk, you're an aye.
Oh, is that the program?
That's the program. I put that in place today, but no one was responding.
I think I'm the only one saying aye, so. Okay, consider and approve the acceptance of the roads in Chambers Creek Section 4 into the one-year maintenance period.
You move on that?
I move on that.
We have a second.
Second.
And I say aye again.
Aye.
There you go, everybody.
You got it.
Consider and approve the final plat of the market at LaSalle. I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Consider
motion carries. All right.
Oh, my goodness. This is Monday. Consider and approve the final plat of Montgomery Farm Section 1. I move on it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Precinct,
thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. Precinct 2.
Amy, would you do Precinct 2 for me?
Sure. Consider and approve the acceptance of the roads in West Denali Wilderness Parkway Phase 3 dedication plat into the one-year maintenance period.
Move.
For a second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Consider and approve the acceptance of the roads in Kingsley Square Boulevard extension into the one-year maintenance period.
Move.
For a second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
And consider and approve the final plat of Wood Forest, Section 86.
We have a motion and a second. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. D?
Consider and approve the final plat of Wood Forest, Section 105.
Move. Second. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Precinct 4.
Amy.
Got it. Consider and approve the acceptance of the roads in Merrill Lakes Circle Phase 2 street dedication to the one-year maintenance period.
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. B?
Consider and approve the acceptance of the roads in the Highlands Section 7 into the one-year maintenance period.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. C?
Consider and approve the acceptance of the roads in the Highlands Section 9 into the one-year maintenance period.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Consider and approve the acceptance of the road in Caney Mills, Section 5, into the one-year maintenance period.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. E?
Consider and approve the final plat of New Caney ISD Porter Elementary.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
And consider and approve the final plat of Romney Estates.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, thank you. Precinct 4. Human Resources. Is there anyone here from Human Resources?
I can read them for Jody.
Okay, go ahead.
Consider and accept payroll change request forms. These are all payroll changes.
Move.
How many are there? We got to go through them.
I got it, Jason.
If we're going to go through all of it, we got to go through all of it. Mm.
That's the packet.
Well, I had them. Yeah. Thanks, Jason. My computer.
Can y'all tell us just the amount of the total on the payroll changes? And then if we want
to... The PCRs typically have a variety of different... It could be a new hire for a position. It could be an upgrade for a step position for the sheriff's office. There's a total of 80.
This is all in backup, right?
Move on them as they are.
It's in backup, correct?
Yeah. Right.
We have it all in backup.
There's 80
of them. The opportunity to have looked at it, to go over it right now, we should have already done that. So we're asking for a vote on it. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Is there a second?
Second.
I'll second it. We have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye. Opposed.
All right. Thank you. Let's move forward. Consider and accept list of employees eligible for bilingual stipend effective April 15th.
These are various employees from the tax office, the sheriff's office, other constables, anybody that's eligible as required.
Move.
Okay. And this is pursuant to the court's policy.
And these are certified
How many?
People, correct? These are... They're bilingual interpreters?
No. These people are the ones that have taken the necessary... There's a test that the employee pays for.
Yep.
And then if their supervisor has to okay them for the test,
yep.
Once they do the test and they pass, then they're eligible for a 75-cent an hour pay increase effective at quarterly basis. We do these quarterly. And so they're it's required for at least, I think the requirement's 20% of their job.
Okay. Right.
How many of those folks are there?
There are a total of... There's three pages worth. I don't have it broken down by... But there's, if I had to guess, at a minimum of probably close to 60 employees.
All right. We have a motion.
Move
to accept. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. County Judge, consider and accept the annual financial report from Montgomery County Emergency Services District Number 14, ESD Number 14, for fiscal year ending September 10th, 2022. All in favor? Or is there a motion?
Move.
We have a second? I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. J, Justice of the Peace, Precinct 1.
You want to do this one?
If you would.
Consider and accept monthly collections reports for March 2023.
Move.
We have a motion. Is there a second? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. May I make a suggestion? Justice of the Peace, Precinct 2, 4, and 5. You got the same report, different amounts. We all had a chance to look at it. I'm going to make a motion that we accept Precinct 2, 4, and 5 in one motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. District Attorney. Item, consider and approve opening attorney 3 position.
Funding to be out of the District Attorney forfeiture funds. Further authorize DA to open and close temporary positions less than 1 year to be paid out of DA forfeiture funds in the amount not to exceed $105,000 for any one position as necessary. Authorize the Budget Office, Human Resources, and Auditor to take actions necessary to effectuate same.
No move. Second.
I'll second.
You want a second? Okay, we got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. That was too easy. Brad. Thank you. thank you for being here. All right, emergency management. Jason.
Items 01 is approved resolution order to pay acquisition of 2114 Old Ox Road from Bobby Thormer and Brianna Lynn Johnson in accordance with Flood Mitigation Assistance Grant 2020.
All right, we have a motion to approve.
What precinct is this in?
I have to pull the address. I'm gonna assume based on the address it's precinct 4, but I need to double check that real quick.
Okay. Is that a deal breaker one way or another?
Nope.
All right, just we have a motion to approve.
Just
it's
making
in
sure.
It's in spring.
It's in spring, so it'll be precinct 3.
Move. Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. All right, item number 2.
And item number 2 is order resolution to pay acquisition of 29611 Forest Spring Drive for Marsha Shedfield in the accordance with the FMA grant 2020. This is in precinct 3.
Yep. Move.
Second.
You have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
And then number 303, consider discuss approve allocating an amount not to exceed $5,000 for the purchase of air cards for mental health deputies, funding source to be from ARPA. This is to cover the mental health deputies that we hired under ARPA several cycles ago. That was one item in the supplies that we did not include in the ARPA funding.
They've
had air cards. It's been eating into their budget and not being funded out of the ARPA funds for like the other services and equipment.
It's a change in funding source.
Yeah.
Couldn't you go back and
reclassify.
We can
reclassify those funds.
If that's Charles' motion, we could.
Yeah. It'll help the constables, give them a little more funding for.
Can we change that amount? They exceed 5,000. Can we change that amount then? Can you add maybe
10,000?
7,000?
Yeah, not to exceed 7,000.
If we go back 2 years, is that enough?
Yeah, we wouldn't go back that far because it's a year and a half, since the beginning of the program. So
you don't want to go back.
Okay, motion to.
Jason, will you explain to the court what the air card is?
Yeah, so it goes in their MDT and their laptop in the car. It's it's more than likely a Verizon air card that they use to access our system remotely. So it's basically a SIM card that the Verizon provides. We put in the computer, allows the computer to act like a cell phone, have data in the car. So. Most important.
Yep. I move.
With the change of not to exceed 7,000, is that the number?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Memorial Library. Thanks for being here, Raya.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
P1, good to see you as well. Consider and approve the appointment of the following to the MCMLS Library Advisory Board. Mary Osborne, representing Precinct 1.
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion
there
carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ray.
The sale is over.
Thank you for doing something.
We appreciate it. You're doing a great job. Sheriff. Mandy, you want Sheriff, go ahead.
Under Q1, consider and accept an additional $8,000 in overtime funding from ICE, HSI Joint Operations. Funding is FY23 on behalf of the Mokinet Task Force. Benefits will be funded from
move.
That number.
I move. Yeah.
You have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Thank you.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Sheriff. County Attorney.
Consider and approve the resolution in order to pay for the acquisition of Mike Metter Parkway Extension and the Hillbig Project.
Move.
Second.
Any discussion? BD?
No, I'm here to answer any questions. FYI, that's for the amount of $35,575.
Great.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Precinct 2.
I'll go ahead and do it. Under R2, Precinct 2, approve order authorizing payment of amount of $223,407 to MUD 131 for expenses on the Mill Creek Road realignment project.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
R2B, approve resolution pay for acquisition parcel 3 of the Kessam Road project. Authorize issuance of manual check.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. C.
Approve a resolution order to pay for the acquisition of 139 Steve Owen Road. in accordance with Flood Mitigation Assistance Grant.
Have a motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Proceed. D.
Under D and E, if you don't mind, take them both together. They're approving orders of authorizing notice of public hearings.
I move on both of them.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. F.
F is to approve a reimbursement agreement for preliminary engineering services between Montgomery County and the Union Pacific Railroad for a grade overpass.
We have a motion.
I'll second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Proceed. G.
And this approve amended order authorizing advanced fund a reimbursement agreement for preliminary engineering services.
We have a motion. Second.
I'll second.
Oh, excuse me. Actually, G is advanced funding agreement for extension laid at Mound Creek.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, Precinct 3.
Approve order closing, abandoning, and vacating a portion of Green Forest Lane right-of-way. Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Precinct 4.
Precinct 4 is to approve a resolution order to pay for the acquisition of 18394 Pine Post Court with regard to the flood mitigation grant.
Move.
Motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
B is to approve Texas Historical Commission's antiquities permit application for Entergy Texas Inc. distribution line along Fostoria Road.
Move. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Continue. Item 5A.
5A is a resolution order to defend a claim number 8006535 under case Donna Cotton versus Montgomery County Civil Service Commission.
It's an appeal of a civil service decision, and they've filed it over, so we just need authorization to defend the claim in district court.
Absolutely. Move.
Chair, second.
I'll second.
Motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, thank you. District Clerk.
My item is just to acknowledge the deputation of our newest Deputy District Clerk, Larry Davis.
We have a motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, thank you. T. 1. Conroe North Houston Regional Airport.
All right, consider and authorize County Judge Mark Keogh to sign letter of request to release approximately 7.0644 acres of land from the FAA aviation use obligation and sell said land to Montgomery County for the use of the Montgomery County Forensics Facility.
Mr. Brown, when did you find out that we were building a forensics facility on airport property?
The exact date, I'm not sure. How I found out was when they started construction.
And it should be knowledge to somebody in the county that when we are constructing a facility that is non-aviation use on airport grounds, we need approval to do so prior to.
Correct.
And there's a fee involved for doing so. We have to buy the land at fair market
value. Yeah, so the FAA grant assurances require that any land use change must come with a sale of land, and it has to be fair market value based on the FAA's guidelines for property appraisals.
Amanda, how much money was budgeted for the project called the Forensic Center?
A total of $13,370,000.
$13,370,000, and how much was spent on the project?
Year to date, $13,310,560.
And now we have an outstanding obligation of $1,350,000, of which we don't have a funding source for associated with this project, correct?
That's correct.
Let me ask you a question. How can that happen?
Bad management of the project.
So
Well, wait a minute. Wait. We talked about that project for almost 4 years sitting right here.
You talked about it.
Wait a minute. We all talked about it. You were sitting right there.
We did not know one. I voted against it.
We were all sitting right here.
And we had no idea that
the chairman, please don't make me gavel. We talked about it almost every court in here.
You knew for 2 years this was outstanding, and we never talked. We never.
Who knew it was 2 years outstanding?
Commissioner James Brown told me he told you 2 years ago that this was an issue. That back when Mike Metter was on the court, y'all talked about.
Let me remind everybody. Whoa.
Commissioner, you told us it was an issue after we started.
Listen, stop. Don't make me do that. It's the first time I've ever done that. Listen, we can resolve this. On 2019, listen, on 2019 on the consent agenda, PGAL, our company that does this stuff, we all agreed unanimously to allow them to do the planning and effort on this deal. So they're the ones that we allowed them to do it. And then it was in November 30, 2020, all of us unanimously gave on consent Brookstone the ability to do it. So I didn't know there was an FAA requirement. We didn't know, isn't this why we hire a company like PGAL to do this work? And shouldn't Brookstone have been involved in this whole deal at the beginning to let us know about this? I'm just wondering.
They should have brought me in.
I don't know.
That was the biggest problem.
You cannot blame Brookfield or PGAL for they don't. They just know we have land to build on.
I'm not blaming. I'm saying anybody should have brought me in on it. I did not know it was going to be at the airport. No one brought me in at any meetings. But, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying I did not know that it was on the airport until they started construction.
People on this at this dais did. They told
that may be true. Yeah.
And it's now we have a $1.35 million problem that is not resolved. Mm-hmm. So I make a motion that we take that out of Precinct 2's budget.
Yeah.
They should pay for it.
No.
They owe for
no, that. That's not right. No. That's the most damn ridiculous thing I ever heard in my life.
You've had an obligation to bring this up.
I'm not
going to.
No.
You never did.
No.
You knew about this.
No.
I'll tell you right now,
we talked about this almost every court. Tim Stewart right back there was the project leader, management. He did all the investigation of the property, as far as I know. How you didn't know it was on there, I don't know. But I'm telling you right now, it was told every time we was in this court, we are going down there by the emergency management office right behind that and building a forensic center on 7 acres.
That may
it was told every time we were in here.
That may be true.
If you just say I'm going to pay for that,
that's the biggest bunch of... How are we going to get $1.35 million?
I don't know how we're going to do it, but you damn sure ain't getting it from me.
Well, it's your project. You oversaw it.
No, it's our project.
Who oversaw the project?
Gentlemen, we have a motion on the floor.
Right back there oversaw that project.
Commissioner Nowak has made a motion. Do we have a second?
Motion to
take it out of Precinct 2. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
And before y'all vote...
We have discussion. Go ahead.
Okay, so this item is not obligating any funds. We are not obligating funds. This is to release the land. So the land release is required.
But the funding does have to come.
We need to look at other possibilities. I think you and I had a discussion. We've discussed possibility of looking at a 10-year, paying it out over 10 years. The FAA's guideline is not hard fast. It says a payment must be made right away. It just says that payment must be made to the airport. So I think we need to look at that because, this item is not for the funding. It is simply to sign the letter authorizing the county judge to sign the letter so that we could submit it to the FAA to begin the land release process. The appraisal, which is required of the land release, was put in that plan. The appraisal did come back at $1.35 million, but it does not obligate the money at this time, so we have the ability to plan for it. I just wanted to put that out there and let it be known.
Did you say there was appraisal in current today? When the
appraisal was done, it was a few months ago.
But also, you said, this started 2 years ago, and in a conversation that you and I had with BD, at least since that started, when we knew the FAA was involved and we had to make some sort of a remuneration for use of this land, I was told today that even back then we thought it was somewhere in a $1 million neighborhood. And
correct.
For that never to be brought up in court is a failure. no matter how you look at it. Somebody should have brought this to the court. When this agenda item popped up, I talked to Amanda, I talked to Rakesh, I talked to Gilbert. Nobody knew about this.
Well,
that's
let me ask
embarrassing. How do we not know? It's buried on a 112-page document that there's a $1.35 million.
How long ago did you say you knew about the million?
Today.
No, didn't you just say you knew about it some time ago?
He told me they knew about it some time
ago. So we knew about a year ago that this was part of it. I have been in communication with Commissioner Walker and Commissioner Riley and previous to that, Commissioner Metter, that this is a process that we have to do. Here's what it looks like. We hired a consultant to actually do the study, do the land release, and now we have the appraisal, so we now know the amount. That's how that progressed.
Who's the consultant?
KSA Engineering.
And you were dealing with that?
Yes.
You were dealing with it?
Yes. Yeah.
How can the rest of the court not know? This is $1 million. For two to know, I'm sorry. That's just wrong. Y'all should have informed the court. That is not the way to do
something. Again, this man is negotiating with them. So, and I didn't know when you were through negotiating. I didn't know when you were through dealing with them.
Yeah, so
I just now found it as 1.3. I didn't know
right.
that.
Yeah, the number was just known. That. So I submitted the appraisal to Commissioner Walker once we got it. After that, we didn't know a number before then. I knew it was going to be fair market value. That was all I knew.
Here's the deal. We've got a piece of property that we believe is county property. We decided to build something on it. There's not a person here who knew. We had to make an agreement with the FAA.
Right.
So from that perspective...
That's not true. I mean,
why didn't Pigel or one of these guys do it? They've got permitting. How can...
They had to make those exceptions.
With all due respect, how in the world can a construction company build on a piece of land and get it permitted and not know who it belongs to?
I don't think it's their job. We told them where to build the land.
Yeah, and I think it's challenging, too, because the land, if you were to go out there prior to it being built, the land is separated by public roads, but it is designated as airport property. And so that's where it became a little difficult to deal with. So we found out there was an airspace done. TxDOT and the FAA said, hey, wait, that's non-aviation. You need to release it. So that's when we first started that process.
Didn't the city of Conroe annex this?
Yes.
Where are they in all this?
It doesn't really pertain to them. Yeah, it's land ownership.
It's a county facility.
And so to give a little bit more history on it, when it first came up, I started doing some investigation, looked into, what it entails, how we do it. We found there was a section called Section 163, I believe, exemption. We tried to go that route. They basically came back and said, no, you don't get this exemption. I do feel like it's worth trying again. The backstory on that, if the land was originally the federal government's. A lot of airports were built during the war as bases, and then they were gifted to the communities as a general aviation airport afterwards. Ours was not. Ours was bought by county funds from a personal individual. We leased it to the U.S. Navy during World War II. After they were done with it in 1945, they canceled the lease, but the mechanism they used to cancel it was a surplus property release. What happens then is under 163, it says if the airport sponsor purchased the land without federal dollars, you can get an exemption from land release obligations under Section 163. So that's where we went. But because there's a document that is surplus property, the FAA said, no, that's surplus property. We're not going to, give you this exemption.
And frankly, we disagree with that.
Yes.
Part of the reason, again, as James said, the county already owned the property and it's subject to a lease. I think it's a 40-year lease. His lease was going to expire at some point. And the release that they talk about or the surplus, the transfer of surplus property, really only describes the personal property, all of which is long gone by now.
It was tractors and equipment.
Things like that. Yeah, we took a position with the FAA, look, this is not the same. We own the property. The lease would have expired anyway. In fact, it was not that long before it would have expired. And therefore, that section applies. They rejected that at this point, you know. And so we started on the process of the this process.
So when we found out that the property was whatever it is now, you started talking. We hired the guy to come out there and do all the stuff for the aviation people.
Yes.
We did all that. You've been negotiating with it. You've been trying to work all this out. How this ended up on the consent agenda, I don't know. I didn't put it on here. I don't have a clue.
Yeah, I put it on
there.
Thanks,
put it on.
I put it on here.
Did you put it on consent, or did somebody tell you that's where you needed to put
it? So I put it on consent, and I get it shouldn't have been. My thought on that was it wasn't obligating funds. It was just the signature on the lease or on the letter. So that was my fault, and I apologize to everybody who's had to
Brown,
sit through this.
At what point did you think it was important to let somebody know that there's a million-plus dollar ticket out there when the budget officer doesn't know? The auditor doesn't know.
Right.
This would never, somebody would lose their job in the private sector over this. This is a monumental mistake. We have to come up with $1.3 million from somewhere. We pull it out of fund balance, then we're not going to be at our stated amount of money that
18%.
Needs to be in reserves. This is a problem.
And as soon as I knew the amount, when I got the appraisal, I immediately sent it to the commissioner who I communicate with.
But you knew it was $1 million.
Here's the deal.
Right.
You knew it at least be $1 million over a year
ago. Okay, we
know
that. Commissioner, we have established that. My question, just real quick, BD, you had mentioned, James, a little while ago that this is not something that the FAA just all expects us just to write a check for.
Correct.
So what's the plan?
Well, I mean, we don't know exactly what the plan. Personally, I believe the plan we were actually going to bring it through budget, so that was going to be when we brought that through after the letter went and the release went through, was to plan for a fund transfer. I don't believe we have to transfer the full $1.3 million up front. We can do it over a 10-year period, a 15-year period.
Where do you get these time frames? Because you said they're not stated anywhere.
Right, they're not
we
stated
don't know
anywhere.
If it's 10 year or 15.
Correct. There is nothing
so
stated.
So don't tell us something else that we don't know. We don't know. Well, we owe the money, and we don't know exactly when we have to pay it.
I believe during the process of the relief, we will make that some proposal. I think the other thing to understand is when we talk about the money, it's not a transfer to the FAA or to
correct.
The feds. You might explain that. It goes into airport operations.
But from an accounting standpoint, from our general fund standpoint, it doesn't matter if we move it from the general fund to the airport fund or if we move it from the general fund to the Russians. The problem is the money leaves the general fund. Is that not correct, Rakesh?
Wouldn't have a restriction to that sort of purpose.
Yeah.
That's a problem. That money is leaving. So it doesn't matter if it goes to an outside individual or a different
right.
subsection of the
county. You're absolutely right. And that money also will be used for funds that I would normally bring forward. We would have a funding source. We wouldn't have to pull that from the general fund in the future as well.
Okay,
and so it's pre-funding.
I'm going to call for the question on this. We have a motion. We have a second. The motion is to take it out of precinct 2 and pay for it out of that. And we have a second on that. All right. Discussion's over. All in favor of doing that?
Aye.
Aye.
We have two ayes. All opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed. 3-2. So.
Now, let me clarify one other thing real quick. What James and BD both just said. There's still a possibility that we may not have to come up with any funds anyway, correct? If we do that, that 163 or whatever you said?
Yeah, well, I think we could try. I mean, and that would be county attorney's office. I think we could try to submit another 163 exemption.
We can make another effort at it. Part of going ahead and starting that process for the release was because when we found out about the slab on the forensic building was already poured. We did not want to hold that construction up. But, you know, again, I think there's a sufficient basis there for us to disagree with them that it's probably worth pursuing.
How many times you've sent how many letters now?
A couple of letters.
Stating
describing our position, yes.
And in our conversations, y'all believe that getting the FAA to change their mind may not be worth it. So why would, can we file a suit in district court on this particular issue and try to, you know, sue, go that route?
Yeah,
or
I
federal
mean,
court.
Why don't we do this?
The ultimate act would be to file a declaratory judgment in federal court saying they've interpreted it wrong and we're correct.
Can this court give him that authority to do that today?
No, it's not properly noticed, but we could add something to the agenda item to say to give the county attorney authority to take legal action.
Okay. PD, can we table this item? And you guys figure it out.
FAA. We'll bring it back to the court next.
Let's go ahead and do that.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, James.
Got one more.
Proceed.
Consider to approve the Fifth Amendment to the land lease agreement between Montgomery County and Greatland Holdings, the Conroe North Houston Regional Airport.
We have a motion.
I move.
Is there a second? I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Thank you. Constable Precinct 1. All right, Constable, how are you?
Judge and Commissioners.
Proceed.
U1 is consider and accept the appointment of Angela Brooks as a deputy constable for Montgomery County Precinct 1. She's taking the place of one of our recent retirees.
You have a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
And number two is consider and approve memorandum of understanding addendum with the Houston High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area HIDA and further authorize Constable Precinct 1 to execute the same on behalf of Montgomery County.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Constable.
Thank you for your time.
Appreciate it so much. All right. Constable Precinct 4.
Morning, Judge. Commissioners.
Morning.
Morning. Morning.
Item V1 is consider and approve the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force Program grant SWTXE-0444 and associated FY2023 agreement with Montgomery County Constable Precinct 4 in the amount of $5,000, covering overtime funding, and further approve the exemption to the Montgomery County Policy 5.1.5, authorizing payment to program eligible employees, and authorize Constable Kenneth Hayden on behalf of Montgomery County to execute and complete all necessary documents and formalities related therefore.
I'll move on this. Thank you, Rodney, for all your service to Precinct 4. Thank you, Commissioner.
I'll second. We have a second. Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you, Rowdy, for all you do.
Motion carries. Thank you. All right. Rebecca.
Judge, I'm willing to accept W1 through 8 in one motion. Move.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. All right. Let's move over to our open county auditor. Consider and approve payment of accounts.
Good morning, Judge Commissioners.
Good morning.
As far as the payment accounts, we're paying about $8,600 worth of interpreter pay, which is pretty in line with...
Can we start putting the interpreter pay as a separate line item?
You mean as a separate backup?
Yeah, just putting it separate.
Okay. We'll have a discussion with the Treasurer's Office because it requires running separately, so
okay.
We'll talk with her. Okay.
Thanks.
Sure. Can I get a motion?
All right, we have a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Is there a second? A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Building maintenance.
I helped Rob with this item. He's here, but just to read for him. Consider and approve transferring $3,390 from position budget 3100-2508, maintenance tech 2, to position budget 3100-2602. Maintenance tech 1, new annualized salary for the position is $43,576. The employee currently in the position will receive a pay increase effective April 15th. Authorize the budget office to effectuate any necessary changes related thereto. He had a vacancy in his maintenance tech 2 spot. He hired a guy that not at the full salary, and so there's another employee that he has been working really hard and doing good work for the county.
Budget neutral, correct?
Budget neutral.
Yeah, we have a motion. Second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Emergency management. Jason.
This item is I brought a couple weeks back for radio equipment for the two command trailers and the AM bus. I mentioned to the court at the time that there was going to be additional items coming. I was waiting on quotations and invoices to come in so I can get a better number and bring it all at one time versus piecemealing it. So this item would appropriate $46,000 to complete the AM bus project, $162,000 for each Precinct 1 and Precinct 3's command trailer for radio equipment for the vehicle. Funding to be ARPA.
Move. Have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you,
all right. At this, thank you, Jason. At this time, we're going to recess Montgomery County Commissioners Court to convene public hearings.
Please consider and approve changing the speed limit from 40 miles per hour to 45 miles per hour on Kirkendall Road from Spring Creek to Research Forest Drive. Anybody have a comment? No, sir. Judge?
Precinct 4. Consider and approve posting no overnight parking of commercial vehicle signs on both sides of the entrance and exit to Cumberland Crossing. Is anybody here to speak about that? B2. Consider the partial replats of lots 91, 92, and 93 at Peach Creek Plantation, which is known as Plantation Park. The purpose of the proposed partial replat is to subdivide three residential lots in order to create six residential lots. The notice is mailed to the HOA, but the plat is not ready, so no action will be taken today. Is anybody here to speak about that? Sir?
I'm sorry, I understood that the plat was ready.
If you would come to the microphone, state your name for the record.
Is this for Peach Creek?
Yeah, if you would please.
Okay.
Proceed. If you'd state your name for the record.
Mark Price.
Okay, Mark. Proceed.
I'm a resident at Peach Creek. We were given a plat map for this particular change to this gentleman's property as of last week. And I understood that that plat map was correct. It's been, I mean, I can show you a copy of it. And it's marked as Plantation Park as well. We really don't have any particular, you know, there's some issues with it, but the POA, we've been told our POA organization overrides anything that this gentleman, you know, I mean, he's obviously can do with his property as he chooses, but we just want to be sure that our POA requirements are in fact done. But if this plat map that we've been given is not correct, then we really would like to know about that.
So the plat is not going to be voted on today is really what's happening. So the plat may stay the same, but it's not ready. There are some deficiencies with the plat, but today is a public hearing. So your elected officials up here are here to hear any comments you have about it. So if you want to tell them that you're not in favor of it, this is your opportunity. It's just a public hearing. We're not going to vote on that map today.
I understand that. And this is for commission, I guess, Precinct 4. And I don't know
Matt
who my...
Matt Gray, right here.
Okay. Gray. Never met you, sir. Glad to meet you.
Yes, sir.
The POA, I am not a representative of the POA. I represent as a homeowner that's adjacent to this property. And I'm concerned because I moved to the country. I would like for our property to remain looking like it's still the country. I also understand what this man has a right to do with his property as he chooses, but we still have an issue with the idea that we would like to remain the countryside, and I suspect that as he subdivides to six, he's going to clear cut the fronts.
Probably so, and I can't engage too much from the dais.
This is a public hearing.
Okay.
This is a public hearing. It's not public comment. You can't interact.
Well. We can catch up more afterwards. We can talk with permits department and see what issues or if there's any and discuss the covenants in your POA. And
be glad to talk to you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Price.
Thank you for coming forward. We appreciate it so much. Item number 3.
Consider the partial replat of Lot 48, Block 4, Lot 1, Block 5, both Forest Trace Court, Section 1, and a partial replat of Lot 7 of Tanglewood Farm, Section 2, to be known as Forest Trace Court, Section 2. The purpose of the proposed partial replat is to reconfigure the lot lines of Lot 48, Block 4, and Lot 1, Block 5 of Forest Trace Court, Section 1, in order to create new 60-foot right-of-way extending southward, to reconfigure Lot 7 of Tanglewood Farm, Section 2, in order to create new residential lots, as well as to add additional ingress and egress to existing public right-of-ways. The HOA was not found, and the plat will be approved under Item 15A later, but is anybody here to speak about it?
Okay, all right, then we're going to go reconvene and take appropriate action.
And do we have a motion under 14A1?
We have a motion.
Move.
There a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
And can I have a motion to approve 14B1?
Move.
Second?
Second. Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Can we consider the approve the final plat of Forest Trace Court Section 2, which is B3?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. At this time, we're going to move to executive session. The court will recess for executive session pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Articles 551.071, Article 551.072. Thank you all for being patient. We'll be back in a few minutes. Let's go ahead and reconvene court. There is no action to be taken from executive session. Are there any citizens who would like to have any comments? The chair will say, yes, ma'am. If you'd state your name for the record and the topic. Michelle? Tell us your last name again, Michelle.
Knuckles with an N.
Okay.
First, I would like to thank you all, Commissioners, Judge Keough, and our library administration for recently ordering and placing 61 Christian children's books in our libraries. I know families in our county, and I can speak for myself especially, am incredibly thankful. I wanted to also bring to your attention the library policies that are preventing conservative authors from being placed in the children's section of our libraries. Traditionally, libraries have been a place of diversity of thought. Unfortunately, I am finding woke activist books, but I am not finding the conservative balance, the values our country was founded on. In the current library policy here in Montgomery County, books must have good reviews and progressive, well, what I find to be progressive, as opinion, I suppose, literary journals, and must be sold by one of two vendors, approved vendors. It seems that progressive elites at faraway companies are deciding what books can be placed in Montgomery County, the most conservative county in the state of Texas. Therefore, I humbly request that Brave Books be added as an approved vendor to provide more consistent balance in the children's section. If I may be so bold, I also request that Tuttle Twins be made an approved vendor.
What was the second one?
The second one is called Tuttle Twins, T-U-T-T-L-E. I have these books with me today if you would like to look at them. I will also be turning in a petition at the end of the month showing public support for these books to be placed in the libraries. Also, I will be crowdfunding the cost of to place one set of Brave Books in every library in Montgomery County. I believe this could be done for under $2,500, and I'm very thankful for the opportunity to do this with donated books. I know that this is not a usual opportunity. But I would like them to be protected from damage or loss, and by making Brave Books an approved vendor, that will do that. This book, The Anti-Racist Kid, a book about identity, justice, and activism, is available at the South Branch Library. I assume this woke propaganda is paid for by our tax dollars. I hope our tax dollars will also pay for children's books that reflect the values our country was founded on. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Michelle, thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Appreciate you coming to us. Yeah. All right. Are there any other citizens who would like to come forward and make comments? Yes. Brett Ligon, our district attorney.
I would like to donate the money for those books. If the court will get with me, or if the young lady will get with me, I will donate the money personally for those books to go into the library. If the library can receive them, that way the government has to do it, I'll pay for them. And then that way conservative readers in the county get the opportunity to read good books in our county library.
Brett, thank you very much.
I'll be happy to do that.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Nice. Is there anybody else who'd like to make a contribution? All right. Thank you all very much. If there are no other citizen comments, then I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
We adjourn. Thank you.